This is KWBU. Across Texas, there have been some 96 cases of the Zika virus reported so far. Locally, however, there have been none. In this conversation with KWBU, David Lidke, the health manager for the Waco-McLennan County Health District, talks about the virus and the measures you can take to ward off mosquitoes.
Right, mosquitoes are actually active year-round, but they're most active from about May to the end of October.
So there's been a lot of talk lately about Zika virus. What's the concern here locally, especially since we haven't seen any cases?
Okay, for Zika, it's something new for everyone because it's a new virus that could be introduced into the United States. And that's what the big concern is. And it's also transmitted by mosquitoes. So there's an extra emphasis for mosquito control and to have people be careful not to be bitten by, well, really any mosquito, but especially an infected mosquito. And the concern for us with Zika is that right now it's travel-associated cases. And what we and the rest of the country don't want to happen is that the virus become established locally in the local mosquito population.
Now, what kind of preventative measures have been taken from a county effort, and what can people do themselves?
Mosquito control is really pretty simple, and even though Zika has increased everyone's awareness, it's still the same preventative control measures. And what everybody needs to realize is mosquitoes need water for the female to lay the eggs and allow the eggs to develop and hatch out into adult mosquitoes. And so the first offense is eliminating standing water in the habitat that could be conducive for mosquito breeding. And there's a whole lot about that. But then the other thing is prevent mosquito bites. And that's where each person has to be responsible for themselves and use insect repellent as needed, avoid the areas where they know there are mosquitoes, be aware that mosquitoes are active. Depending on the type of mosquito, it could be either in the early evening or morning. There's other species that are active all the time. So it's much more a personal awareness thing. And then just being informed, understanding more about the virus, what it is, what it isn't, what mosquitoes do and don't do, and just be more careful.
When it comes to standing water, it can be something as small as a thimble of water, right?
Here's some fun facts. Okay. There's 85 species of mosquitoes in Texas. Okay. McLennan County has 26 of those. Now, out of those, there's three species that we're concerned about because those are the three species that we know do carry the viruses. And one is the Culex quinquefasciatus, Culex Q. And that's the one that's known to carry the West Nile virus. And then we have Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus. Those are the two that are the carrier for the Zika virus, chikungunya, and dengue. And so those are the ones we're focusing on. Those particular mosquito species are what we call the container species. They like water that's being held in a container. Doesn't matter what the container is, artificial or natural. It can be a bucket, the tree hole, thimble. But the water stays calm, stays stagnant, and is there long enough for the eggs to develop out into the adult mosquito.
Now, what are we looking for in a strong repellent? You hear DEET mentioned a lot when talking about an effective mosquito repellent, but you also have some concerns about high amounts of DEET being harmful.
You're looking for an effective repellent that works for you. You know, it's a little simplistic, but really that's the objective. DEET is mentioned a lot because it is a known effective ingredient in repellent. There are other ingredients that will work, like picaridin, oil of eucalyptus, a couple other ingredients. But they're mentioned because of their effectiveness. And so the main thing for people is really pick the repellent you think that will work for you and use it. and then also remember to keep reapplying it. Don't think that one spray in the morning is going to last you all day long. It needs to be reapplied occasionally.
To find out more about the Zika virus in Texas, you can visit a website that the state has put together. That's TexasZika.org. TexasZika.org. This is KWBU.